Welcome back, 448, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on this Thursday afternoon. Big day in the world of the Supreme Court of the United States. And someone who has practically lived there for the past week, I would say, is Paige Winfield Cunningham, Washington Times political reporter, and she joins me now. Hi, Paige.
Hey, Andy.
Well, it's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
It certainly has. And this was a decision that a lot of people weren't really expecting. A lot of surprise here on Capitol Hill today.
Yeah, now, you kind of have to walk us through this a little bit, knowing that most people have never read this monstrosity, 2,700 pages. But if I understand it correctly, most of it stands?
Yes, you're right. The vast majority of the law stands. And, yes, the decision is a little, it's mixed.
Mm-hmm.
At first glance, it's a victory for the Obama administration.
Right.
They have the law. It's been declared constitutional. However, the court said that the government can enact the individual mandate, can require people to purchase insurance under the government's powers to tax,
mm-hmm.
not under their powers to regulate commerce and enact necessary and proper laws. And so Republicans, in some sense, are able to chalk that up to a bit of a victory because they say now, for the very first time, we've had the Supreme Court laying down a clear limit to the government's powers under those two clauses. Nonetheless, this is going to add a lot of fuel to the Obama administration, to the president, as he's running over the next couple months. Now he can point to the law, say, hey, this is constitutional. Republicans just need to get over their problems with it.
Yeah, but by the same token, he probably won't say it's a tax, and that's sort of what the Supreme Court said about it, right?
Well, that's the question that Democrats have really been dodging today. You had Chief Justice Roberts upholding the mandate under this power to tax. You had the four conservative justices saying they would strike down the whole law. You saw the four other liberal justices saying they would uphold all of the law. And so it all comes down to where Chief Justice Roberts landed, which is with this question of whether it's a tax or not. He says it is a tax. And this is a little bit sticky for the administration because, of course, originally they argued that it's not as they were trying to get the law passed. Then they sort of switched course when the legal challenges mounted. They ended up arguing that it was. But now, yeah, it's a little bit sticky for them. Of course, it's politically. The president has promised, it's very public that he's promised he wouldn't ever raise taxes for low and middle income Americans. And now you have the court saying, well, yeah, he actually has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure the Republicans are going to take it and they're going to run with this all the way in November. All right. Now, I want to ask you something because as a reporter, I know that you guys sort of hang out together, especially when you're waiting for a big decision like this. Your colleagues, yourself included, were you surprised when you learned it was John Roberts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, most people were saying that Justice Kennedy was usually the swing vote.
Yeah.
It was kind of, him and Roberts. Most people were saying that it was a 5-4 decision to uphold the law, that it was going to be Kennedy, not Roberts. But here you see Kennedy siding with Scalia, Alito, and Thomas. It's a little bit surprising, not something that conservatives were expecting, certainly, but something Democrats were really happy to see. Some lawmakers on the Hill were kind of applauding this and saying, hey, now we've got this conservative on the court who's actually siding with us this time.
Yeah, it's really funny. Earlier today, I saw people like Chris Matthews, who have been slamming the court over and over the past couple of months, saying that, hey, it's going to be an awful June or July, when all of these decisions come down because we've got this extreme right-wing court. Today they're all eating their words when it comes to that. All right, now, as a result of today's ruling, can the president push for faster implementation of any of this?
I think the consensus is things are going to kind of continue on course
okay.
as they are now.
Okay.
There's a series of deadlines. 2014 is a big deadline.
Right.
But this does give the administration, it loosens up any restrictions or hesitations, I guess, that they had. It gives them sort of the full, their full speed ahead now, putting this law into place.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I want to take you to another part of it that is somewhat confusing, and that deals with Medicaid and the states. According to some, it was a good decision. According to others, it was a bad decision. It gives the states some power in all of this, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. This was the only very small part of the law that the court did overturn, and they, what they said is that states are able, they have the power to reject this huge Medicaid expansion without losing out on the rest of their Medicaid funding. And that's a big thing for states. You saw attorney generals today. I heard, I was on a call with Ken Cuccinelli in Virginia earlier, who was saying now they're going to spend the next couple weeks looking at this and saying, hey, do we want to reject this expansion or not now that they're free to do so? And this was actually surprising as well. It was a 7-2 where the only justices that would have kept this in place would have been Sotomayor and Ginsburg.
Yeah.
The other seven agreed with the conservatives that the states, you know, the government shouldn't be able to withhold all of the Medicaid funding just based on this one expansion.
Yeah. All right. Now, reaction to all of this. Obviously, we've got the right, we've got the left. Let's begin on the right. Mitch McConnell, he came out. He was very vocal about it, right?
Yes. Republicans are really digging in their heels now, and they've been saying this all along the last couple of weeks, but House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said that he's scheduled a vote to repeal the entire law in the House on July 11th, and his colleagues all said that this decision really just deepens the divide with between them and Democrats, that it strengthened their resolve to repeal the entire law. And so this decision isn't, you're not going to see this controversy dying down anytime soon.
Yeah, yeah. All right, on the other side now, Harry Reid, he says what? It's not perfect, but it's something to work
yeah,
with?
Yes. So the Democrats have said, nobody thinks it's a perfect law. We're willing to work with Republicans, try to make it better, try to correct it. But the court has ruled we have all these provisions in the law that we think are great. We're going to move forward. Republicans kind of just need to get over it. They said that they're going to turn their attention to working on some more jobs-related bills, trying to get the economy moving, and that's where their attention is going to be. The sticky part for them, as we mentioned before, was the question of whether this is a tax. They're really dodging questions on that, you know, because I guess that's sort of the one thing for them that is a little bit difficult. You know, they don't want to be in this position where they're having to defend raising this tax on Americans.
Yeah. All right. And so it will become a very big election issue, not only for the Republicans, but I can also see how the Democrats are going to try to use it to their advantage as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, besides the economy, this is probably going to be this. I mean, this is going to be the second biggest issue going into November. Mitt Romney came out quickly, just I think an hour or so after the opinion came out, saying, "Hey, we got to repeal the law. You know, this is something we're not going to let go of." And then Democrats, of course, are going to keep defending it. So, yeah, definitely nothing about today really, you know, softened things or put this issue to rest.
Yep. All right, very good. Paige, thank you for your help. I know you want to get home and read all 190-some-odd pages of it.
Oh, that's my plan tonight.
Boy, you sure know how to have fun, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Paige.
We'll Thanks.
See. Bye-bye. Paige Winfield-Cunningham, Washington Times political reporter. She has been buried in the Supreme Court mess over the past week or so, in particular in anticipation of this decision, which finally came down today. And whether or not you like it, well, it's over, at least for now. Or is it? 4:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.